Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is it time RTE stop playing the Angelus? The one-minute Catholic reflection is aired daily on RTE Radio at 12 noon and at 6pm and on RTE Television just before the 6-1 news since its inception as a public service broadcaster. Now, after the publication of the Mother and Baby Home Commission report on Tuesday, people have begun arguing that RTE should stop playing the Angelus twice a day. But some people have said that Angelus has become more of a secular moment of reflection, and RTE haven't used religious imagery for their televised airings of the Angelus for over 10 years. So they kind of... Have you watched the Angelus recently? I haven't actually seen it in a while, but generally speaking, it's just, you know, bong, and then people kind of staring at the sky. Bong. You know, the guy in the graveyard doing the chiseling, and he goes, bong, and he looks at the sky. And then somebody else doing, you know, work and loading a pallet or something, and he goes, bong, and he's looking at the sky. So it's just a moment of reflection, isn't it, on your life? And they've been doing it for years. But it is still religious-based, and it always has been. Reading some of the comments online, this person said, the Angelus should have been replaced with 1 minute of silence each day in memory of every child victim who died in a mother and baby home. If each of the children has one day, then in about 25 years we'll have remembered all 9,000 children. Then we can move on to remembering the mothers and the victims of sexual abuse. So in about 60 years plus time, if they want the Angelus back, we should talk about it then. But right now it's extremely important we remember and never forget all the victims. While another person says, I'm not religious by any means, but at this stage the Angelus is almost part of our heritage and should be kept. So there is different viewpoints on it, complainer. Anyway, some people view the Angelus as a welcome opportunity to pray or reflect, while others think it's inappropriate in a modern Ireland and not inclusive of people outside the Catholic and Christian faith. Because after all, there is other people out there who believe in different religions and different faiths. And the Angelus, of course, was first broadcast in RTE back in 1950, so it has a pretty long tradition here in Ireland. The bells were first and still are recorded from St. Mary's Pro Cathedral. Now, if we really want to push towards a full secular society, surely it's time that the tradition was brought to an end. After all, if you were a private company and you wanted to advertise in RTE before 6-1 News, it would cost you thousands. And let's be clear about this, the Catholic Church don't do everything for free. They are one of the richest organisations, biggest landowners in the world. So they have plenty of money. The Vatican is minted. Let's all you got to do is walk into the place, for God's sake, and you can see how much gold and valuable artwork that's there. Some of it actually is priceless. I mean, if they sold all of that off, they could probably cure the problem of third world countries overnight. But however, they're not going to do that. Many people believe that it's now more of a tradition than a religious thing and it shouldn't be got rid of. But I want to know what you think. Should the Angelus be scrapped? The number is 087-188-0008. Should the Angelus be scrapped? Micheál.
Gigrit.
Gigrit, agus conas atá tú.
Tá sé gabhar mo Patrick an seo agéistic leat.
Fair play to you, whatever that
yep.
means.
Yeah, I'm praying for you here.
Oh, you're praying for me, are you?
I'm sitting here praying.
My mother used to always say that I would, if I walked into a church, I'd go on fire. I'd burst into flames.
No, you would. Well, that's the way one time people say that to you. Now, everybody believes now. Well, not everybody believes, but everybody believes that everybody else is entitled to believe what they like.
Yeah.
You don't believe in what I believe in. Well, that's your privilege. I don't care. I don't mind.
By the way, can I say, I respect what you believe in. I don't have to respect the religion itself, but I respect that you believe in it. That's fine.
I was chuffed yesterday to listen to you say that the first line in the mother and baby's home is the lady who gave the birth to the kid. The first line of responsibility is her. But the second line of it should have been the father of the child. The third would have been the parents of the girl. The fourth would have been the parents of him. But those don't come into play. Anyway, that's yesterday news.
I know. Well, a lot of people, just to get back to that very quickly, were giving out yesterday saying we never mentioned the fathers. And to be clear, many of these young women were raped, by the way. Many of them were. Not all of them, obviously. And in relation to the fathers, a lot of the fathers didn't even know they were pregnant.
I agree with you. Look what happened to little petty girl above in Granard and Longford. She died giving birth at the foot of a gatto in snow. She died frozen to death with her baby.
Oh, I know,
and that's
I know.
Only about 8 or 10 years ago.
I know. But there is certainly a sense at the moment of a lot of people not happy about the Catholic Church. Now, I know, you know, the Archbishop, Diarmaid Martin, and I know he apologised. Right, on for their role in what happened, and for the stigma, for stigmatizing young girls and judging them, and I know he apologized. I know he apologised for the stigma that was attached to being a single parent or an unmarried mother at the time. But realistically, a lot of people are not very happy about it. So some people are suggesting online it's time to get rid of the Angelus anyway. Is it time to get rid of it?
It's not. No. So I grew up with the Angelus, and every day, 12 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, I would stop what I'm doing. I would say, my Angelus. People say you're off your head and you're stupid. I don't mind what the people say. Like you, I don't mind what anybody else believes. But the point is, I believe in it. It's part of who we are. Yes, it was part of our religion, but it's part of who we are, what we represent.
But it's part of, I could argue it's part of who you are, Micheál, and that's fair enough, but it's not part of who I am.
No, no, there's millions. Yeah, that's 100% part of what you are. But I don't know here to discuss your beliefs or my beliefs, but it's immaterial that I'm entitled to believe in it, and there's an awful lot, millions more people I know stop every day. Even people.
But is it not the job of the public broadcaster, RTE, to reflect society and reflect everybody in society? So, I pay my TV licence, so I don't particularly want it there. So why should it be there then?
Don't look at it. There's a lot of you look at it. There won't be the Angelus. And I said that as often.
I wouldn't hear that. Don't look at it. I suppose I should just turn it off if I don't want to hear it.
I wouldn't be bothered.
Well, I'm not the type of person that would complain to RTE about it. I couldn't give a damn whether they have it on or not. But in saying that, there are people out there now at the moment who are not very happy with the Catholic Church and believe it should be removed, and it's disrespectful to all the people who have died.
You have people out there who will object to the bloody water thrown down the hill. They want it thrown up the hill. You have them there that will object to people anyway, and to like the people protesting over the roads in Wicklow and down the roads in Rossport and things. They're the same gang. 90% of the people objecting to whatever it is. The nearly all come from the same background. All are the same people.
Well, then, should we have the Islamic, the call to prayer?
No, we should not.
Why not? Because there's loads of Muslims living in the country, so why shouldn't we have that?
I'm delighted you brought it up. They come over here to better themselves and enjoy everything.
Yeah, but they didn't come over here to be Catholics. They come over here to be Muslims living in Ireland. So why not put that on as well?
They come over
diversity
here
and all that kind of carry on.
The cheek of them. Changed my life.
They're not changing your life. I'm only asking you a question.
If we
have a Muslim community and a Jew, well, the Jewish community is very small in Ireland. But if we have a Hindu community, why not? They have stuff too. Why not play the Muslim call to prayer 5 times a day? Why not play that too? Sure.
Well, why not the Jews? Have you ever heard the Jews?
There's very few Jews. There's only 1,200 Jews in Ireland.
In a professional manner, but the point is, the Jews do not complain. Now I know plenty of them, and I know an awful lot of Muslims. But the point is, if I go to any of the Muslim countries and I say to myself and I stand up praying to our Lord, I say, I'd probably be beheaded. They come over here because of the way we are to better their lives and to rob all the money we can give them out the door and the houses that can get free, and then they're out in the street shouting, "Well, we're Muslims. We want this, we want that." If you want to be a Muslim or practice a Muslim as you used to, go back to where you come from.
That's a horrible thing to say. That's a horrible thing to say.
But I don't care. It's the way it is.
We're living in a diverse society, aren't we?
That doesn't cover it all. No, a diverse society won't even cover it. They come over here to better their lives and take everything we can give them, which says, Mother God, they're getting houses. If I look for something tomorrow, I can't even get the bloody coffee.
There's the... Listen. That's the Muslim call to prayer. The point I'm making is, if you're going to play the Angelus, which is a Catholic call for reflection, or Christian call for reflection, so why not play the Muslim one too?
Does he know? Because there's another 100 religions in the country. They come all over here for the sole purpose of bettering themselves.
No, I don't want you talking over it, because I don't want it to be disrespectful either. I wouldn't have anyone talk over the Angelus. So that's what it sounds like, just for people who didn't know that. And by the way, I do apologise to any Muslims that I haven't played the whole thing, but I wanted to give people an idea of what it's like. Okay, so they have their call to prayer, so why not have that? Let me just go to Stephen as well. Stephen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Stephen? Okay, Stephen, if we're going to play one, we might as well play them all, which I don't agree with, by the way. Can I just say, I don't believe the Muslim call to prayer should be played in RTE. But the idea is, we live in a diverse society nowadays, and people are giving out that the Christian call to prayer, a call for reflection, shouldn't be on, because particularly over the last 3 days, there is a bit of a pushback against the Catholic religion. So what do you think? Should it be cancelled?
Yes. Don't play any,
though. Don't play any?
No, the idea of actually naming the babies that died in them homes is a great one, I think.
Yeah, name a baby every day and have a 1 minute silence.
Absolutely. I know Michael, he sounds like a...
Michal is his name.
So I have a bit of respect for him in the sense that he's probably a different generation to me, but I'd rather reflect on some of the wrongdoings that have been done than and push it out there to people so they have to face up to them, really, because what's happening at the moment is trying to be pushed under the carpet again, I think, you know.
Mm. So you think
with a great respect to Stephen, they're fair use of your opinions. I'm delighted to hear it, but it's so different to you and I. Is I grew up with this. I saw all this happening. Now I won't go into it because it's
I don't think it'd be fair to go into it. I don't want to hear your opinion on today. Yeah, okay. Well, no, we spent 3 days talking about it with the greatest respect.
I know. Michal. I tried to get answers.
Yeah, but Michal, for 3 days, I listened to women's stories. Women who were, and according to the report, they weren't forced to go. They were forced, as far as I was concerned. They were forced by a society who judged single mothers and judged unmarried mothers. So as far as I'm concerned, they're forced. And the reason they were judged was because the Catholic Church told us to judge them. The Catholic Church were the ones who said they were sinners. So the Catholic Church are responsible, ultimately, and the state, for what happened to those women.
No.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion. But the point is, they have apologised, Michal. The Catholic Church and the Archbishop of Dublin have accepted their responsibility and their role.
Yeah, they gave wrong judgments on the whole lot. They gave wrong advice on it. But no, the one thing I'd really condemn, and I'm a proud Galway man, was I saw people at home where girls became pregnant, and the mother said, "No way, she's not going anywhere.
Absolutely,
our flesh and blood."
That's because they were people who weren't compelled by the Catholic Church, who felt they weren't compelled by the Catholic Church to do that. But some people did because they were very Christian in their views. We're diversing now. We all accept. Yeah, yeah. Now, Michal, and you can say what you want, and I don't care what you say, but we all accept that what happened to those women was wrong. We all accept that 9,000 children shouldn't have died in those homes. Absolutely. And we all accept that the blame ultimately goes to the state and the Catholic Church, who have both apologised at this stage. So let's all just park that for the moment, right? By the way, I could go down the road of talking about the Ryan report, and the Murphy report, the Cloyne report, and many other reports where, you know, priests had sexually abused children, etc., etc. I could talk about all that as well. So we all accept the Catholic Church have misgivings, and the state have misgivings.
Advice. Yeah. Bad advice.
Well, no, hold on. Abusing people, by the way, in the other reports is not just bad advice. That's sexually abusing people. Oh, that's not just advice. We all accept the Catholic Church have been responsible for a lot of bad stuff in this country. We accept that, Michal.
Well, yeah, we'll do it.
So okay, that's fine. Okay, so let's draw the line there. So the point Stephen is making is, because they have been responsible for bad things in this country, and because they have been responsible for the death of many people and the abuse of many people, that he believes that 1 minute before the news would be better served, you know, remembering those people than remembering the organisation responsible for it.
I give those babies a couple of minutes, and I pray especially for them, because it's a ring just what happened to those kids. But the point is, I would give them more than a minute. I wouldn't get rid of my angels, but somebody said to me there's something else, another performance coming up, and that this is every day we give it for the children. 5 minutes, I don't mind, I go along with it.
Okay, but Stephen, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah. The argument is that we live in a Catholic country, and RTE is a public broadcaster, which is paid for by people who in a Catholic country, and for that reason, that moment of reflection for Christians is needed.
Yeah, but I think it needs to be looked at again.
Your line is very bad, Stephen. What did you say?
I think it needs to be looked at again. Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I don't think it's the same country that was when that was put there that is now. Look, it's a different
back in the 1950s. Yeah, of course, it's a very different country. Yeah,
I think it's
totally different.
Okay, well, stay there, Stephen, because let me just go to Robbie as well. Robbie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Robbie? You don't believe it's any harm?
Well, I mean, look, listen to me, Holly. Certainly changing my mind on it. I'd say get rid of it now. You know,
right? You changed your mind.
Thing is, if people want to have their thing, let them have it. You know, like, if you want to have your prayer at bedtime, knock yourself out. Like, I certainly won't be doing it. I feel that the shows from Monday to Wednesday were exceptional and well done.
I have a personal interest, obviously, in it as well.
I know, but they were excellent. Well, I mean, the turnaround kind of. Like, I mean, it's not very Christian of you there, Michal, the way you're going on about Muslims and everything else. Oh, you're supposed to be very accepting in your ways. But look, I mean, the country is not, and Stephen's bang on there. I think the census was wrong, because I don't think that the figure on the census is right. because I know that my wife put me down as Catholic on the census, and I'm far from Catholic. I'm far from religious.
I agree with you. I reckon the census says 85% of people in this country are Christian. I don't believe that's the case. No, I think there's probably about 30 to 50% of people are practicing Catholics.
I wouldn't even say
that. It probably isn't even that high now, to be honest with you.
No, right. I wouldn't think so. I'd like to see that if you put lapsed Catholic down on the census or practicing Catholic.
Well, they did give you the option on the last census to put down that they said, they defined it and said only if you practice your religion, not that you were born a Catholic.
Yeah, I didn't see the census there.
Yeah, well, 95% of people are born Catholic in this country, according...
Because of the past and the country that we came from.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I mean, the Angelus for me, it's just something that comes on the news, on before the news. I don't really take any notice of it, to be honest with you. You know, it's something that's just there. And, like, if people are happy to have their moment of reflection, or people are happy to have their prayer at bedtime, as I say, knock yourself out. Like, you know, it really doesn't make any difference to me. But
I mean, look, the bottom line is you could argue as well, you know, this is to promote Catholicism, to promote Christianity. That's what this minute does. That was obviously the original design of this. I mean, if you were to promote any other product on air, on the RTE, on the national broadcaster at a minute to six, which is peak time, you would pay top dollar for it.
Big time. But wasn't it changed?
So why don't they charge them? Well, if they want to pay for it, I would agree with them.
But wasn't it changed from a moment of prayer to a moment of reflection?
Yeah, but it's still the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is the same thing, but wasn't it changed? I don't think Micheál will probably remember when it changed.
I know, they don't show religious pictures anymore.
No, they just have people standing there...
staring at the sky. I'm assuming that the idea of that is, and that the subliminal image of that is that they're looking at God.
Yeah.
Sorry, Micheál.
I said that the image is now showing on it at the present minute is that showing the man with the anvil and general pictures like what.
Yeah, but they all stare at God. They all look at God. They look in the sky. They're looking at God.
Well, yeah, they look at God. Well, that's your opinion. If you want to look at God, but the point about it is a mark of our society, what we are, where we came from. And I love the Angelus.
I don't know if I'm too proud of where we are. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that a lot of people, particularly over the last 3 days, are not very proud of where we came from.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shouting from the hilltops about our past.
Stephen. Yeah, go ahead, Stephen.
That's not something I'd be screaming about and trying to promote at the moment. And it's not something that we should be proud of. And to me, it's about separating the state from institutions that have caused this damage. And that's the sign of a state broadcaster promoting an institution.
Yes, you grew up in a different society to me. I grew up when all this was happening. A huge difference. I grew up when there's actually even a radio in the parish, let alone anything else. I won't phone in the parish. But the point of this is when all this was happening. 90% of it, I say, of the way the ladies were respected was just pure goddamn ignorance. Nobody wanted to know. It was ignorant. And the point is that they should have been treated better. The church were educated.
Why, because I'll tell you,
for the exact same reason is that you and I are talking about phone at the minute. Why didn't we talk 60 years ago on the phone?
Because we're afraid to. Because people were afraid. All you got to do, Micheál, is look at images. I watched a wonderful show the other night about, I can't remember the chap's name, he was the photographer in Francis Street. It was called the Francis Street Photographer. And he took these videos of people, little kids making their Holy Communion back in the 60s and 70s, which wasn't that long ago. And the bishop would come along. And they'd be all kneeling down, kissing his ring. They were terrified, terrified of the Catholic Church.
I saw that programme.
It was a wonderful programme, by the way.
Yeah, it was a great programme.
John Walsh was the photographer.
Like that, I don't know who shot it, but it was a great programme. But the point about it is that what happened in dim years was ignorant because ill-advised
people
by
they were led and said by the Catholic Church. Unless the Catholic Church told them to do it, it wasn't right. So people were told to live by the Catholic Church's rules. That was the way it was. They were brainwashed, for God's sake. Oh, yeah, okay, well, hang on. I have to do the hip bit here, and I have to move on, okay? And lads, I want to get as many callers as I can on. By the way, if you agree with the answers being on, I want to hear from you as well. I want to give me a reason, like Micheál, by the way, giving his reasons. But if you're going to promote a religious organisation on a public broadcast that's paid for by taxpayers of the country, by those who pay for their licence fee, well, then surely we should be promoting them all. We should be promoting, I don't know, Hindu. I don't know, did they have a call to prayer? Muslim, they have a call to prayer. Jewish people, I'm sure they have a call to prayer. Protestants, do they have a call to prayer as well? I mean, should they all be given a bit of a promotion now at this stage? But I don't, by the way, I don't agree they all should. But I'm saying, if you're going to give it to one, you might as well give it to them all. Any other private company would have to pay for that advertising. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, number 087-188-0008. Don't forget, you can send us a voicemail too.
How are you, Niall? They should keep the Angelus, but instead of using the recording and the St. Mary's Pro Cathedral, they should do it live every day and take turns in bringing different priests up and banging their head off the bell to make the gong. That's my opinion anyway.
Ooh, that's not going to go down well.
Niall, did Micheál forget all the Irish people that went out foreign to better their lives? Bloody Egypt.
Jude, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jude?
Not too bad. How am I on speaker there?
How are you on speaker? You're not on speaker, Jude.
I am on speaker.
Are you?
I am.
What do you mean you're on speaker?
I'm on the speaker phone.
Well, that's your problem. That's not mine. I don't know what you're doing with your speaker.
I know, but normally you tell people to turn the speaker off.
Are we on speaker? You're not. Oh, Jesus. Jude, you have your radio on in the background. You can hear yourself 10 seconds later.
I love listening.
But that doesn't work out too well when we're both listening to each other on the radio.
I've turned it off.
Oh, good man. All right, okay.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy. I'm very happy, Jude. Jude, what do you think we should do with the Angelus?
I can detect in your voice today you love winding people up.
I always wind people up, Jude. That's my job.
What do I think of the Angelus?
Yeah.
I tell you, the only question I left, I know my heart goes out to those people who are abused because I cried here yesterday listening.
Oh, I know. It's horrendous. It is horrendous.
Like, the majority, okay, I'll ask you a question. The majority of Christians, not just Catholic, the majority of Christians that you've met, are they nice people?
Yes.
Are they good people?
The vast majority of Christians are good people.
Vast. What percentage would you think out of 100%, who are the bad ones?
Oh, I couldn't give you that percentage. Yeah, but it's a very small percentage.
Very small percentage that are what?
People make a bad
relationship. That are bad.
But that's not fair now. Hold on. See what you've done to me there now.
You don't want to answer.
No. It's not that. If I had it, let me give you an example. If I have a company, right? Let's say Classic Hits, right? And let's say 10 out of the 100 staff or so, right? We're child abusers, we're paedophiles, and we're people who force people to do horrible things.
Yes.
I would say close the company down.
Yes.
But and yet it's only a small percentage.
But the Christian faith is not a company.
No, I know it's not. It's still an organisation.
The majority of the people in the world, the 1 billion Christians, they're not all...
Well, there's more than a billion of them. There's more than a billion Christians.
Well, say a billion.
I think the figure is 4 billion, but go on.
We won't fall out over...
Yeah, it's a lot.
A couple of million here or there. But say, out of a billion...
Yeah.
How many of them would be religious? I mean, religious
practicing.
Yeah, no. Working for the church.
Working for the church. You're asking me questions I don't know the answer to, Jude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, rough. Like, what percentage of 1 billion people are priests and nuns?
Oh, it's a tiny percentage.
Yeah, and what percentage then of them are negative, bad?
No, but it's, yeah, no, hang on, but hang, no, you're missing the point. No, hang on. It's not just, and by the way, the vast majority of priests are nice people, right? But it's not just the priests or the bishops or the pope or the people in charge. It's the ethos. It's the ethos. It's what they projected on. Now, not, by the way, nowadays it's much different, but many, many years ago, it was the way they told people to live their lives. That was the bad thing. It wasn't the people, generally speaking, responsible. A lot of them, by the way, were bad people, but not all of them. But it was the ethos.
Niall, can I get a word in edgewise?
Yeah. Well, you've had a little, in fairness, you've got a lot of words in, but go on.
I did not. Listen to me. You're using that station like a soapbox. You should be out over. What's the name of that place in London where they stand up?
In Hyde Park, Speaker's Corner.
But I think you should go over there now.
I might pay you a visit someday, yeah.
Yeah, but listen to me. If you get a guest on the show, you have to let him speak.
Let you speak, Jude. You've asked me loads of questions. You're not, and by the way, you're not a guest. You're a caller.
No.
Jude, make the point. Jude, we're limited to 2 hours on the show. Make the point you're trying to make.
I'm trying to make the point. But
you're not. You're very slow making the point.
No,
but come on.
Keep interrupting. Sure, no. How can I make a point when I can't get a word in edgewise?
Jude, should we get rid of the Angelus or not?
No. That's all you want. You don't want a debate.
That is a debate. That's what we're talking about.
But let me finish. If you didn't interrupt, I would have been finished.
Go on.
Out of the billion... there'd be, say, 5% that are priests and nuns. Out of that, then, what percentage would be evil, bad infiltrators of the church?
Small percentage. Next question. Yeah.
So why should all Christians have to pay, and losing the Angelus, or losing anything for that matter, for the minority of a minority of a minority? I know people have been abused. The thing you should have on the radio is every radio station should have counsellors on speaking to these people, maybe 20 minutes or whatever. They need a lot of counsel. I went through a lot of abuse myself, not by religious order, by a secular school teacher who wasn't even qualified to teach.
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to them. I understand. Thank God I wasn't abused extremely. But the thing is, why should all Christians have to pay by having...
It wasn't... Yeah, but let me ask you a question, Jude. Let me ask, because you were asking all the questions of me today. It wasn't just about the small percentage. No, I agree with you. It was a small percentage of people that were bad people within the Catholic Church or within Christianity. But it was about an ethos, and it was also about a societal issue. And the societal issue was that the Catholic Church as a whole, not just the good and the bad, the whole lot of them, told people how to live their lives and how to judge people.
But you made a statement there earlier about little girls and boys kneeling down, kissing the bishop's hand. And
yes, they're kissing his ring. His ring,
They were all terrified.
Yeah.
I think that's a slight over-exaggeration.
No, it's not an over-exaggeration. Everybody was afraid of the Catholic Church. But stay there, Jude, please, because I want to bring Aoife in to talk to you in a second. But I have to take a break. And I do want you to stay there, Jude, because I want to make sure everybody hears your opinion. Stay there, Jude, for a second. Aoife, you disagree with Jude. He believes that Christians around the country must be represented on the national broadcaster.
I don't agree, actually. I just feel that we've come so far, yet we still have the Angelus. Like, we as a people recognise that the Catholic Church has done something wrong, and yet we still twice a day will pay something that...
Pay homage to them, yes.
To them. Yeah.
But Jude is making a point that didn't all do something wrong. It was just a small amount of them. But I believe he's wrong. I believe as a whole they've done something wrong because that was an ethos.
But, like, it doesn't matter who did it or what. Well, it does matter who did it because they did it. And, like...
And the state as well.
We should have grown past this where we don't care anymore. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I grew up in a church. I did my communion. I did my confirmation. My nanny brought me down every Sunday to make sure I could, you know... get, like, a proper feel of Ireland, I guess. I don't know.
To be a good little Catholic,
She believed in it. And she believed in it till her grave. And it's terrifying because some people just don't have... Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm an unwed baby, in as, like, my parents were unwed when they had me. And I know my nanny thought of me.
Oh, you would have been frowned upon by many, many years ago. They would have frowned upon. Yeah,
exactly.
That, of course, but, like, some people still do, but...
Some people still do, but like, I remember when my mum and dad, when my nanny and my dad used to get in fights, I used to get brought up the whole time. And, like, as much as, like, I love the woman, like, she didn't have a clue what modern Ireland was like.
Okay, well, let me just put that to Jude. Jude, okay, the point she's making is it doesn't fit in with a modern Ireland. The views of the Catholic Church in general don't fit in with a modern Ireland.
Yeah, but I'll just finish it like that. Once the minority get the priority, democracy ends in dictatorship.
It's not really a minority. The majority, I think the majority of people believe the Catholic Church's morals are outdated. But however.
Listen to me. If you look up Vigano's open letter to Trump, or what we have lost on the road to restoration, there's an awful lot going on within the church. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
There's an awful lot going on inside the church. The church have been infiltrated for the last 100 years. I'm not saying...
Infiltrated by who?
Infiltrated. Look up AA1025.
And okay, I don't have the time to do that. I can only go on by what I see on a day-to-day basis. I don't have time to be looking up other information like that. Stay there for a second, Jude. Let me just go to Jimmy as well. Jimmy, you're on Classic Kiss. Jimmy, you heard what Aoife said. The Catholic Church doesn't represent a modern Ireland.
Well, Aoife is wrong, and you're wrong. And most of you on there are wrong. Because
we're all wrong,
Most major religions in the world, from Islam to Judaism to Sikhs, to all religions, frown upon a woman having a child before she marries. That's not just a Catholic thing or a Christian thing. And that's not just...
So in other words, all religions are wrong, so...
Well, you know, Niall, and you've been a many year time, you know on your show many times over the years, you brought up the statistics of young people who end up in prison and everywhere else, who are brought up in homes with no parents. They're the real statistics. But anyway,
in homes with no parents?
The best place for a home for a child is in a home with a mother and a father.
Well, the ideal situation for any child is to be in a loving family home with a mother and father. I'm not disagreeing with that. That's the ideal situation. But the world is not ideal, and different situations happen, and we shouldn't judge people either.
Let's not, because I never met anybody who's broke up their marriage or who gets old and has children out of wedlock. I've never met anyone that are very happy anyway.
That's your observations in life. Eva.
I would disagree completely. My parents are still happy together and they never married. Just because and I'm getting married to my partner and I'm not getting married in a church. I'm getting married legally.
Rosaries on the top. We need more religion on the television. You already have enough of atheist soaps. You've got atheist programs. Everything is geared for the atheism, for the tiny minority. And soaps and all that. A lot of people can't look at them. Not just Catholic people, but people in general. There's so much violence. There's so much out sex. There's so much out filth and drinking, alcoholism. You have all that. I would say 95% of what's on the television covers yourselves. And the one little bit of Christianity that's under, you want rid of it. You want to get rid of it. Kick it out. Get rid of it. Get rid of Ryan Tuberty. Get rid of Joe Duffy. Get rid of all those old veterans who've been there for decades. Before you were born, they were there. They are still there. They're out of date, and that's why RTE, if it was a private company, would be bust. Only for us being funded by the government and by Europe to push an agenda on our country that has destroyed our country.
Well, you could equally argue, you're talking about RTE pushing agenda, I'm assuming you're talking about COVID-19 and other stuff as well, all right, governmental issues, right? But you could equally argue, or atheism, as you call it, you could equally argue for many years the Catholic Church controlled RTE and what they put out as well.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Oh, they did. Will you stop, for fuck's sake?
Oh, Jimmy, watch the language, would you, middle of the day, for holy God.
Yeah, right, okay.
But
I'm only saying for Gabe Byrne and all Mary Mulcahy.
Gabe Byrne was the first person on RTE to stand up against the Catholic Church.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. They wouldn't have dared do it. Surely he was all over the papers when he questioned the bishops. They wanted them. Wanted them off RTE.
You want to talk about the British, what they'd done when they were here, when they were shooting Catholic people. You want to go back to the gentry. People stood up to the gentry. But the Catholic Church, Michael Collins and all these people, they would have stood up to the Catholic Church if they were dictators.
Hold on. RTE has to represent the people of the country. You would agree, wouldn't you? And unfortunately for you, Jimmy, the majority of people in this country at the moment are not practicing Catholics anymore.
What you believe? Because they've been radicalised by a militant atheism at RTE, which people have copped on to. The majority of people do not watch RTE, so I don't think the Angelus is a real problem. Angelus isn't, and then you can always put your little ad, as you said yourself before, if you have been affected by this or anything else on the television,
give this number a call.
And get a help.
Okay, sorry, Eva, I'll just give you a final word because I've run out of time. You heard what Jimmy said. As a Christian in this country, he believes that RTE, he's got a point in relation to, I suppose, what Christians, the moral values they would have. A lot of the stuff doesn't fit in with moral values. Even some of the soap operas, I mean, they do show stuff before 9 o'clock now that you wouldn't have got away with a long time ago. So he says, you've got your way already, Eva. You've got your stuff on television. Let him have his little bit of stuff.
But, like, there's so much more than RTE. He said it himself. No one
I bet you don't
RTE
even
anymore.
Watch television. I can assure you, you do not
RTE.
Even
I
watch RTE.
Why do I have to listen to the Angelus if I don't believe
don't,
in it?
You don't even listen to RTE. Never mind listening to the Angelus.
I do. I watch it when I can.
Do you
and
watch ads? Do you
been
watch ads?
Me in a terrible way.
You are so radicalised and I feel sorry for you. I'll be including you in my prayers because you're the only woman.
Stop. That's so patronising.
I won't take your prayers. But thank you for belittling me to the point where you think I need your prayers.
Oh, you need prayers. We all need prayers, love. You're not a happy girl. You're coming on criticising other people's religious beliefs. I wouldn't come on and criticise your beliefs.
I heard some other people on this radio show criticising other people's beliefs.
Well, I wouldn't criticise anybody's religion.
You're criticising my beliefs. If I can't stand up for myself, what is it? Is
you're
it because
not happy
I'm a girl
in yourself,
that you
and that's
I
why you're
criticizing. Stand up for myself.
No, but you're not happy in yourself, and that's why you want to.
How do you know? Hey, she seems happy enough to me. You told me before that I'm not happy either. Listen, I've run out of time. I'm going to get into trouble now. Louise is sitting there waiting.
Young people.
Oh, yeah, we're going down a different route altogether. Listen, I have to go, Eva. I have to go. Listen, lovely talking to you. Lovely talking to you too, Jimmy, and I respect both of you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.